Peace and blessings. It's Sunday, July 11th. Welcome back to Papitoville. I'm your host, Papito. You know, sparking up a little equality to get the day started. Shit, it's almost midday, but you know, to get the day started right. Nice blunt, got some water, a few thoughts, things I like to talk about. Let's see, where do I start? Last night, I took a step towards, now, it might heard me say before, you know, like I want to be a creative person that write movies and books and, you know, just different ideas. And my formula thus far has been, you know, just outlining my ideas and I'll go back and fill them in. But last night was like I took one of the first steps to actually like start writing a book and shit. You know, the book is actually based off a movie I wrote, but I'm writing it. I outlined the movie, but now I want to start filling it in, like writing the book version of it. I started that. I think I wrote like the first maybe two, three pages and shit. Felt good. Felt really good. But like I'm actually, you know, trying to pursue something I care about, something I'm passionate about, which is writing. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. Even though I'll be having like a million questions, like, all right, once I write a book, you know, how am I going to get it out there? Like, do I just Google like publishing companies, or do I self-publish it? I don't know what the fuck to do. So that's something I'm going to start looking into and start trying to find people to talk to about. Like, start looking into like how you get a book deal, how you publish a book, how do you self-publish a book? And just start talking to people that, you know, have done this shit before, or people that have wrote scripts, and talking to different writers and shit. Because what I realized is you could use your free time, you know, complaining about how your life is and wishing for what you want your life to be, or you could use your free time to reach, you know, the heights of your dreams and shit. I know me personally, I just want to, not, I ain't gonna say just want to, but one of the things I want to accomplish is one day sit in a movie theater and it's a written and directed by Papita, or my real name up there. But that's one of the goals I got in life. I want to sit in the movie theater and watch a movie that says written and directed by Papito. And the only way to make that come true is to start now. To start writing them, whether it be me selling a script or a book to somebody, or and using that money to, you know, further my writing career. It got to start somewhere. And I feel like even though I've come up with shitload of ideas over the years, and I've written them down, some I didn't, but I'm starting to get better at writing them down. Now is the time I'm gonna start using my time and energy to fill them in. Like, I'm not sure if my little community, if y'all familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, but he's like a businessman, entrepreneur, motivational speaker. And he always talk about, you know, when people chase their dreams, they always have an excuse like, well, Gary, I still got to pay rent, or Gary, I got kids to take care of, or bills to take care of. And he like, his main answer usually be, yeah, that may be all true, but what's the minimum amount of money that you need to take care of what you need to take care of? Make that, and then spend the rest of your time chasing your dreams. And that's how I feel. Like, I'm gonna get out there and grind, make sure I got more money to pay my bills, make sure I got money to take care of my children and myself. But it's time to really start putting in the hours and shit, writing these stories and creating this art that I want to create. And that's where my focus at is really at, on my time and shit. I have to admit, I'm one of those people that'll be like, man, I was supposed to do this, but this person, you know, interfered, or this person came in the way of me accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish. But honestly, like, I did some soul searching this morning. Not deep, but, you know, a little soul searching. I looked in the mirror and was like, I can't blame anybody or if I feel like I wasted my time or I didn't get to accomplish the things that I wanted to accomplish because I allowed whatever circumstances may have taken place to occur. And it sounds cliche, but I'm the master of my domain. So if something happens in my life, it's because I allowed it to happen. And I'm just understanding, not just understanding, but I'm better understanding it. And with understanding is like, all right, so redirect your energy and your time to things that you want to, you know, accomplish, that you want to manifest, i.e. write movies, books. One thing I am getting better with is taking my attention off of things that I feel or I would deem as negative. I don't let as much shit get to me as much anymore. Now I go inside and do more thinking than being, I would say, emotional and just going off of instincts, I would say. Man, things are more thought out, or I'm trying to, you know, operate that way. Because, like I said, life, I ain't gonna say it's all about energy, but life is definitely about energy. Negative energy can give you one of the worst days of your life. Positive energy can give you some of the greatest days of your life. But it's really about being in balance with your emotions. Because, you know, different energy is going to come your way. But you can't let them tip you off your scale and shit. You can't let them unbalance you. You got to stay even keel in your emotions. And I believe that's a skill. And that's a skill like I'm sharpening right now. And it's helping me in other areas of my life. Because, like I said, it's redirecting my focus back to the things I want to accomplish instead of having my focus be on the shit that I deem negative or just, you know, whatever. It's putting me back in alignment. So I'm getting back to wanting to, you know, just work out more, read more, instead of using my time to sit and drink with homies and talk about dumb shit. It's like, I'd rather be better in myself. Like today, I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna do a little grinding, get some bread, do some writing today. Probably when the sun go down, I'll go for a jog tonight. You know, just take care of myself. Come back home, do some more writing. Just be on my shit, man, take care of my shit. That's one thing that I think about often is like, as a young man, I never planned to, you know, reach my 20s and 30s and shit like that. So I had no idea what life would be like, let alone have a goal or a plan of where I wanted to be at that age. It wasn't that I was, you know, it wasn't that I was doing anything in the streets, but you see a lot of people just die growing up and shit. So it was like, I never planned to be 30. I never knew what 30 would look like or feel like. And now that I'm in my 30s, I've realized it's all about, you know, not only your goals and your dreams, but your plans. You can have a goal or a dream, but if you don't have a plan with it, it makes the journey even more harder. I'm not saying you can't get there to your you can't accomplish your goals, but it makes the journey a little bit tougher. But when you sit and you actually, you know, put thought into shit and start planning shit out, it's like, all right, that makes the road easier to navigate. And it's just like, even when challenges arise and, you know, distractions may try to occur, when you got a plan, it puts you back in line a little bit. Me speaking from experience, I know it's been many times I've veered off my plan and, you know, had to reset another day and come back and try another day. But like I said, it's all about having a plan, because there's been many days I didn't have a plan and just went into it recklessly. So like, I had a certain amount I want to make today. After I make that amount, I'm cool with not driving. I'm cool with hanging it up for the day. I ain't gonna try to get all the money in the world, just get enough to, you know, take care of what I gotta take care of and still be able to comfortably chase my dreams. Cause you ain't gonna become a millionaire off your day job. You're gonna become a millionaire off your dreams, more than likely. And that's why a lot of people ain't rich, cause they don't chase their dreams. They just, you know, work their job, have their normal life, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Me myself, I wanna live a normal life. I just want a little extra with it. I want to write movies and shit like that and get paid nice for it. I don't want to live in a mansion or no shit like that. I just want to be a regular nigga, but with this skill set, I guess. Living a good life, which I already live, but I want to make it even better. I each chase my goals and my dreams then. So definitely gonna do some more writing today. I'm gonna get out on the road, have a good day, make some bread, probably go grocery shopping and shit, gotta feed the kid. Goddamn, this kid eats more than I do. As a parent, and if you're a parent, you know this is true. It'd be days I miss meals and my kid eat. Not because we poor, because these little motherfuckers get eat, maybe hungry. Like, you know how it is for a pothead. You gotta smoke first, then you eat. Kids, no, they eat every time they see food. Excuse me. But that's cool. That's part of my job as a parent, you know, protect and provide. So it's all good. Get some food for the crib. I don't know. Maybe I order. I really don't want to order because it's like, man, you be ordering, you just be spending all your money. It's easier to just buy food, make the shit. But I hate fucking doing dishes. So that's why I'd rather just order. But fuck it, you know. Gotta be an adult at some point. Can't work for the motherfuckers and give them all my money back. So that's gonna be my day, man. I'll have a beautiful day. Make some bread, chill out, stay in balance with my emotions, make sure I get some writing done. And that's another thing I realized about writing. Like, oh, this shit is going, I ain't gonna say it's gonna take forever because I don't wanna put that in the universe. I would rather say it's gonna take some time. I was sitting there typing away last night on this story, and it just was like, I think I got like, I want to say 6 to 8 paragraphs in. And I did that like maybe 30 minutes, but that was just me being on a roll. And I was just sitting there thinking like, damn. And I was reading it, I'm like, this going to be one, a long ass book, and two, this going to take some time to accomplish. But it gives me something to look forward to, something to work forward to. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting journey. I got a couple book ideas, so it's like, why not just start working on them? Fuck it. What else you going to do with your life? Besides throw money away. Might as well fall back and do something you like, you know. Live a simple life. I'm a simple man. I don't want a lot. I actually want only want the things that I need. I don't need extra. I take that back. I just want to be able to take care of myself and my family comfortably and enjoy life, man. See the world, eat good food, laugh, hear good music, see beautiful places, shit like that. Have great experiences. That's what I'm focused on. Fuck all the bullshit. So I gotta go back to, you know, being ghost, man. Can't be seen out in the streets right now. I gotta get focused on, you know, getting this bread and focusing on my goals. Stacking up the money that I make. Staying low key and shit. I feel like if I follow that simple recipe, in 6 months to a year, my life would be in a different, not only a better place, but a different place. Excuse me. Yeah, I got this shit. It's about to get cracking. I'm about to just start working on these books and start cranking them out and shit. I got all types of stories to tell. Stories based on, you know, true stories. Shit that I came up with in my mind. Crazy ideas. I got a bunch of shit to put out. I'm gonna make that happen. My friend is blowing this L. We almost 15 minutes in. You know, short little light podcast for a Sunday morning. Just to fill you in what's going on. The game come on at night, so I'm thinking I might, you know, retire early, do a couple hours, watch the game, fall back. Make me think, what am I gonna make for dinner? I could make spaghetti, garlic bread, or I could make some wings, some fries. I've been dying for a cheeseburger, though. I might just make burgers and fries tonight. keep it simple. Keep this shit nice and simple. But yeah, I think it's game three tonight for the playoffs. I mean, for the championship in the NBA. My money on the Suns. I got Suns at four. These niggas is looking unstoppable out there. I wouldn't be surprised if Milwaukee won tonight's game, but I got the Suns in four. You can't stop Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and I'm still pissed off at the fucking Sixers for trading Mikal Bridges on draft night a couple years ago. And now that nigga out there balling, shooting threes and playing great defense, and Ben only want to set picks and play defense, man. I digress. The Sixers season is over, so I'm not going to stress myself. I'm not going to stress myself anymore. And like I announced on a few podcasts ago, I'm no longer a Sixers fan. I am a fan of the NBA. I am not going through this heartbreak no more with being loyal to this team. They don't want to get their shit together. I retire. I retire my fandom, and I'm going to just sit in the bleachers and watch the games. Not a Sixers fan. I'm semi-still an Eagles fan. I'm at that point of just being an NFL fan or just throwing the cards in the backfield and saying, listen, I got a rule. Never bet against Tom Brady. But I'm not going to be a fan of his team. That's just my rule. So I might have to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I just enjoy football. Same way I enjoy baseball and hockey and shit. I root for the home team, but I ain't necessarily a super fan of them. Like, I'm not a diehard Phillies or Flyers fan or none of that shit. But I was a diehard Sixers and Lakers fan. The only reason I stopped being a Lakers fan is because Kobe retired. That's when I came back home to the Sixers. And then, seeing how good the Sixers is and still being disappointed, I'm ready to just hang up my Sixers fan card and just, like I said, be a fan of the NBA at this point. Just a fan of basketball. Fuck it. But yeah, I got the Suns winning tonight, and I got them winning the next game. That's going to be the end of the series. They're going to be the NBA champions. That's crazy. God damn it, Sixers. Could have had Mikal Bridges. Next week starts a new week. Tomorrow, I'm taking the car to get an oil change. Tuesday, I'll probably take it to get a tune-up. You know, I'm a nigga. Like, I do shit in stages. Get the car fixed. Wednesday, I'm thinking about getting the brakes done, but I got some other shit I gotta take care of. So, you know, life of an adult. It's always something to take care of, but hey, challenges make us better when we focus in and accomplish them. And focus on them and accomplish them. But yeah, I'm looking forward to next week, grinding, making shit happen, just creating more, just life in general. I'm really looking forward to life. Cause sometimes life will make you feel like, man, I don't even get all this shit done. And then you just have that realization, like, I ain't gotta do everything at once. I'll figure it out as I go along. And that's what we all really doing. Like, even the people that seem the smartest of us, they just figuring out life as they go along. Some people learn from others. Some people gotta learn from their own experiences. But we all just trying to figure this shit called life out. And none of us got it figured out. Even though it looked like other people do, they got their shit that, you know, they go through. But in reality, if you're alive, you're living a good life. I don't give a fuck if you're homeless, on drugs, crazy, pregnant, dying. Shit, at least you're getting to enjoy being here on this earth, man. You just gotta make the best of it. Find ways to laugh and enjoy yourself. B, I'm gonna smoke. I probably smoke another half of blunt, eat something, get myself ready to go out here and make this money. Get this day started. I'm Papito. You know where to find me at. I'll be on Twitter, Papitoville215. I think my Instagram is the same thing. I think that's all the social media I got. I don't fucking know. But yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, Overcast, anywhere they put out podcasts, just look up Papitoville215 or look up Papito. I should pop up. Fuck with me. If you want to interact with the podcast, send in any questions. If you have any questions, about anything I said and want to, you would like me to further discuss, I'm always open to it. I'm trying to get this Google Voice account open. Well, I'm not trying. I ain't even try yet. I just downloaded it. But I'm going to get my Google Voice account open. That way, you know, I can leave the link in the bio and all that shit. That way you can send questions and I can answer them on the podcast or, you know, direct. But if you listen to the podcast, I appreciate you listening. Because honestly, I just do the podcast for myself so I can go back and listen. It's like a verbal diary that I'm letting the world into. But yeah, I'm Papito, regular nigga trying to do his thing. I appreciate you listening. Peace.